This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Present a good day, a good front. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and you with the polar vortex.
Yippee.
Yay! Back again, descending this week.
Can't wait.
On the United States, last winter's favorite whipping boy, polar vortex. This is some guy in a newsroom that came up with this term, but it really, I think we've agreed, it did sort of typify or make us feel like, oh, here it is, yeah, that those bums in the weather department, the polar vortex is coming again. So, a summer cameo appearance starting in the central United States. This is generally the hottest time of the year, mid-July to mid-August, the hottest time of the year, the most wonderful time of the year. Temperatures are going to be 10 to 30 degrees below average starting today, tomorrow, Wednesday. It'll sort of move over. It's really interesting how this is playing out here where I am, and I'm interested, Richie, where you are.
We'll see it Wednesday.
Wednesday you'll see it.
Yeah.
So what we have here today is a typical summer rainstorm followed by the sun, humidity. You'd bake. It's a little after 8 o'clock on the East Coast now. And going outside, you would start to drench.
Yeah.
Just so heavy. The air is so heavy. So, but the upper Midwest and Great Lakes feeling it this morning. Since it's July, the weather actually ought to be kind of delightful. Those of you who are on vacation and don't want temperatures in the 90s to near 100, you'll have temperatures in the 70s. Today, 40s at night. Feels like fall, in a sense. The United States, at least part of our country, in for this chill this week. And if you're looking for somebody to blame, I suppose you could blame Canada this typhoon.
The typhoon.
That came across Japan, upper Pacific.
It put the jet stream into it. Just a total...
Yep. Yeah.
Tizzy.
Yep.
And the jet stream went really far north, pushing down all of the
pulling
cold air.
Pulling all that cold air down. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. That's what's going on in the Midwest. Cool Canadian air dropping into the south. Marquette, Michigan, 45 degrees tomorrow morning at this time. And 58 degrees will be the high there today.
Awesome.
Minneapolis, which is the southern part of Minnesota. And normally June, July, and August, September, the only good months there. Temperature is in the mid-80s normally. Be high, the hard-pressed to get to the reading of 65 today. Maybe 70 tomorrow and Wednesday. Chicago, 78 today, 67 tomorrow, 72 on Wednesday. And if you're not in the Midwest, the weather we've had really warm yesterday. It was very warm here on the farm. The guy up in the hay wagon was pretty sweaty when I was baling hay, and he was looking for water. You got to have a lot of water. You got to be drinking. That's the way. There's the self-defense mechanism.
We went to the pool yesterday. It was just too hot.
Yeah, where's the pool?
No, we have a neighborhood pool.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood pool. You don't have a pool, do you?
No.
It's a neighborhood pool. Yeah.
All the neighbors were there. Saw all the neighbors.
Say hi.
Kids on the baseball team.
Hi.
Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's there.
All right, so that's the weather story. We have a fanatical focus on 24 here. All the members of the team, men and women, love 24.
Ken has to read you some of the tweets.
All right, let's hear some of the things. What I found interesting is you, Kenny's in San Diego, you have Comic-Con, which starts there tomorrow, right?
Next week.
Next week, okay. And they have Kiefer there. at 24 Representative? How is it? Why would there? But movies and everybody seems to go to these Comic Cons now. Book conventions.
It's a huge event, and it used to just be comic book and comic book movie kind of stuff, but it's gotten so big into all kinds of entertainment, and Fox has already started. There's already some ads starting to pop up in the downtown area, big billboards and stuff. And Fox has a bit. It will have a big 24 presence.
Yeah.
Kiefer is supposed to be there. I don't know of any of the other actors, but he's on all of the propaganda.
Okay, so if that's the case, and that's next week, then they didn't kill off Jack. What would be the point?
I mean, come on now. Did you really think they were going to kill off Jack?
There are some of the people that are tweeting that that's what they think, right?
Yeah, and they're morons.
Yeah.
Well, of course they're morons, but I don't see them knocking Chloe off either. I think Chloe's too much of a, maybe whether because I'm a traditionalist, I don't see them. She's a very integral part of whatever, and I think people were fascinated with a different kind of role she played this time from what she'd been playing before.
But Audrey's history.
Well, maybe.
Audrey's going to get it.
You think Audrey gets it?
Yeah, that's off that bench, she will.
Yeah, that's got to be Kiefer's big, you know.
That's why he gets revenge. He gets the bad guys at the end. That could be it. Because if you remember the last frame from last Monday's 24 episode, she was on a park bench sharing some information with a Chinese friend of hers whose father was in the Politburo. And so as she got up, she got shot, and so did all of the Secret Service that were with Audrey, Kim Raver's character. But she got a phone call from, what's his name, Chin Z, or the bad guy?
And,
Yeah.
And my wife walked in right around then, and she said, how many people got killed in this episode? And I'm like, I lost count.
Yeah.
Got a calculator? I need an abacus.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's what else you got, Kenny, that's brewing there?
Well, Kristen tweeted, at 24 Fox just posted, season finale, not series finale. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah, this is a cash cow for them, especially with the right rating. We were talking earlier, was that on the air or off the air? I guess it was off the air, about ratings and stuff. And that's they're aiming for a particular demo, 18 to 49, and 24 has won it every night that's been on, both Monday and Friday night.
Read the one about the guy who's seen the last episode, the TV reviewer guy.
There are a bunch of critics. They had a screening last week, and there are a bunch of critics who have tweeted, without giving out any spoilers, 24 finale is an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah.
Wow, I have a specific emotion, but it might be too much of a spoiler. Just finished the finale. Pick an emotion other than joy, and it's in there.
Really? There you go. Pick an emotion other than joy,
and it's in there.
Uh-huh. Finale is the best episode of the run.
And many people think this run was the best. It's the first couple of seasons.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of the best top one or two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy says Kiefer does some of his best acting work to date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tonight.
Well, and by the way, they just finished this 2 weeks ago. It's not like they were piecing this thing together until 2 weeks ago Friday.
Well, I told you when I saw Kiefer on Fallon the other day that when they got the first season pickup, you do 13 episodes and then they decide whether they're going to continue for the rest of the season or not.
Yeah.
And when they got picked up for the season, Kiefer walked over to the creator and writer of the show and said, congratulations. He said, I never saw anybody more scared in my life. He looked at me and said, I have no idea how this season goes forward from, what I'm going to write. He hadn't written anything past that episode.
Right.
And that's how they do it every year. So
they let it unfold.
Kiefer was still; they were still filming in London during the World Cup.
Yeah, right. They had to get
that's
around.
That's amazing. That 2 weeks before the episode airs, you're still filming it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of long nights in the editing room.
They're going to go live next year.
Yeah, good Lord. How do they do that? And where do they go next year?
Yeah.
All right. Any other comments, Kenny, that you would like to air?
One more. This in the critic. This is just a listener. Ray says, If Chloe O'Brien dies on the finale of 24, there will be riots in the streets.
No, they can't knock her off. She's too much a part of the storyline. Really, she and Jack are the storyline.
So was Tony Almeida, so was...
Well, but not as much of a part. No, Chloe really is. She's standing... And I think they repeat again... Didn't we see that in the previews that she says... You're my only friend, or I'm your only friend, or something like that. There seems to be some of that as they get back.
Hey, listen, if they kill off, what's his name?
Edgar.
Edgar.
Yeah.
They kill Edgar. They can kill anybody.
Sweet. Edgar has been making appearances. You see him every once in a while on other shows, not playing any major roles. I saw him in something recently. I can't remember whether it was a TV show or a movie or something, but you always recognize him versus other bit players from bit parts because of the role he played in 24. Anyway, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. My friend Scott Fredericks, who runs our affiliate in Billings, Montana, writes me this morning, just opening our third shipment of BuzzBox coffee. Every time the box shows up, it's like Christmas. Great stuff. We're purchasing more to give away on our coffee club giveaway on the radio station. How about that for an endorsement? If you haven't heard about BuzzBox coffee or you haven't tried your free sample, a free bag of BuzzBox coffee, that underscores what Scott Fredericks has said, thanks to the people who are in his studio facility and the people that are in Billings. BuzzBox coffee is the buzz. Get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee by going to the BuzzBox box, orange box, at DougSteffen.com, or simply call 866-456-7805. 866-456-7805. If you're tired of Starbucks, tired of Dunkin' Donuts, tired of the store-bought coffees, just tired, and you love coffee, but you don't have any enthusiasm anymore for coffee, you'll get your enthusiasm back, bub, by going to BuzzBox Coffee. This is a solution for lots of different problems. We get 1,000 of you to sign up for BuzzBox Coffee, and I'll be able to create a scenario, a situation that is so cool. For lots of people around the world that need, in our country too, that need good nutrition, courtesy of dairy cows. This is part of what you're working about. But the best part of this is you're going to like it. Like it, love it. BuzzBox Coffee. Get free coffee at DougSteffen.com or call 866-456-7805 and wait for the delivery in your mailbox. You open up the mailbox. Woo-wee! 19 after on Good Day.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. That fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, Brad Paisley is one of the country's favorite recording artists, country recording artists. Big following, a lot of women love him. But they're not going to be so thrilled with him now because apparently over the weekend something happened that is completely contrary to the values. Was it Thursday?
It was Thursday.
Contrary to the values that most younger women especially have who are interested in breastfeeding their children.
Well, this actually happened in Kenny's backyard in San Diego Thursday night at the Brad Paisley concert. And I'm going to go ahead and step out on a limb and call this woman Idiot of the Week. Megan Christopher was at a Brad Paisley concert with her baby, 8-month-old baby, and her 8-year-old daughter when the Chula Vista Police Department asked her to leave the area. And she claims it was because she was breastfeeding. But they say she was in the pit in the front area, like in the front rows, and they were worried, A, about the child being crushed if there was a surge in the crowd, and B, about the child's ears because the child had no ear protection on, and she's in the front row of the thing. So she posted a video on YouTube, which has since been taken down, and says the security officer was telling her that she said that the child doesn't have any hearing protection and warning of a crowd surge, the police officer was, and we're worried that it could get crushed. And she says, no, they really kicked me out because I was breastfeeding.
All right, so then who do we believe?
The child had no ear protection on.
What is ear protection?
And she was in the front rows. Usually when you see kids at a concert, they're wearing these big headphones to protect them from the loud, because they're still developing ears. And I've been in bars where we see bands in a small place, and you see people bring small children in, and everybody is outraged because it's hard on my ears. Can you imagine what it does to an 8-month-old kid being in the front rows? And then you have they're totally right. It's not safe there for a 25-year-old. For me,
maybe. But this over-concern with safety. This happened again yesterday to me when I was... And you may be right about the issue with babies. But there's so much overreaction.
Well, kill all the lawyers. If a surge happened and this woman got knocked down and people started dancing around and pushing around and this woman got knocked down and her baby got hurt, who do you think she'd sue?
So they didn't ask her to go to the back of the auditorium.
No, yeah, they
didn't ask her to leave.
They gave her...
Yeah.
They were going to give her free seats somewhere else with where they were seated.
Okay. So how is this being misinterpreted? What are Brad Paisley's fans saying? Twitter.com and Facebook, Kenny, what's been the reaction to this? Is it sensible or senseless?
A lot of social media is saying that she was targeted for breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm,
But in reading the stories, they weren't kicking her out. They told her that they wanted her to move out of the pit area with her baby. And there were several locations she could have gone to, but she decided to leave instead.
So how old is this woman?
Doesn't say. The infant, they're guessing, was 8 months, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a cocktail full of disaster, no matter how you slice it. Not good parenting, not good judgment on her part. And then, what are you going to throw me out? I can't sit here. So I can hear that. And I'm not going to go in the back. I'm going to leave. And I'm going to cause trouble if I can. So I can hear that. I get that.
The woman says she plans to hire an attorney and wants a security company to come forward with a formal apology.
Yeah, all right. Everybody has to apologize for everything.
Kill all the lawyers.
The other side of it is that there are a lot of people, as Kenny said, that don't like breastfeeding in public, and they make all kinds of trouble for people. There's a way of doing that and doing it well and tastefully and appropriately. So, and there are a lot of people who just don't accept that. So there's probably two sides to this, as usual. 28 after the hour.
Attraction, friendship, then courtship, before you tie the knot. Not on this TV show.
It's called Married at First Sight.
A legal ceremony followed by, hopefully, a happy honeymoon.
It's basically arranged marriage. Except the people who arrange it are four experts, I among them.
AARP relationship expert, sociologist Dr. Pepper Schwartz, a sexologist, psychologist, and a chaplain. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
The problem is people who haven't been able to find love on their own and are just really looking for help and are so desperate that they're going to trust us to match them up. Someone we think they could have a life with that they would love.
First a hit in Denmark. This time when the producers of Married at First Sight put out a call for candidates, hundreds lined up. The first episode aired last Tuesday on the A&E Network, and tomorrow on this show, we'll catch you up on how the couples were paired up. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With our new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing that fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Stuck on bringing you conversation about the things that are going on in the world, the good, sometimes the bad, sometimes the ugly. Here's something that's good. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on Good Day with a story about Malala Yousafzai. I'm pronouncing that right. I didn't
close enough.
Yeah, she's the you don't remember her name from the people in the news department. This is the Pakistani teenager who was shot in the head by the Taliban after campaigning for the right to ensure education for young girls. She's having her birthday today, and she's back in the news, this time to help free a group of Nigerian schoolgirls who were abducted by the Ben Hazar, or whatever their... What's the name of that group?
Boko Haram.
Them too. She met with Malala met with parents of the 200 or so girls who've been kidnapped. This, by the way, started in April. Can you believe that? We've been in this is 3 months these kids have been in the clutches of Boko Haram. The attack drew outcries and still does around the world. Social media campaign on Twitter featuring hashtag bring back our girls. She said, I can see those girls as my sisters, and I'm going to speak up for them until they are released. Scheduled to meet with the Nigerian president. My birthday wish this year is to bring back the girls now and alive. So that's Malala's birthday. 17 years of age. Shot in the head by the Taliban. That's what you're dealing with here. These people have no respect, for the most part, for women, children. It's all about the men.
Human
it's all
life.
About power, control.
They don't care about anybody.
They don't care about anybody. Nope, they don't. So here's this is one area where there is a lot of international outcry. Something else going on today where there is much international outcry. In the financial markets, a lot of countries are grumbling that the United States is acting like an imperial power, punishing foreign banks for dealings far beyond America that are going against American policy, but not international policy. But if we go to the nth degree And I don't know what you think about it. This is something I would really like to get people's input on, Kenny, whether this is our business or not. 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook / Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. Here we have, and this is sort of started last week when the French became very upset. Pierre, maybe you want to get in on this. French politicians, business leaders demanding an end to the dominance of the U.S. dollar, the U.S. banking system, the U.S. currency. See, this is how we get ourselves. We're all worried about the economy in America, the economy around the world. And yet we continue to stick our noses into places that are none of our business. Here we have a New York court fining the biggest French bank $9 billion for doing business in the Sudan, in Iran, and in Cuba against U.S. sanctions. So the thinking here is because you do business with us, you do business in America, you have American depositors with American money, we have sway over you, and you can't do what we don't want you to do. We don't want you doing business in the Sudan. We don't want you doing business in Iran and Cuba. The Cuban part of this is the most stupid. But all of it, when you get right down to it, they are all sort of wanting still to do business with America. So the major banks in Europe and Asia, the steady flow of punishments from the United States by not complying with U.S. laws and doing business with these countries and businesses in these countries. So what's this going to do to the dollar? Pierre, you're starting something.
Pierre, hold on a second. The scary thing here is we were just having a conversation, had some friends over Saturday night and just had a conversation about the dollar and how it's not gold-backed but more oil-backed nowadays.
Yep.
And how Russia and a couple other countries want to start paying for their oil with their currency instead of the dollar.
Yep.
But you can't do that because you have to buy oil on the world market, which is dollar-based.
Right.
And if anybody ever is successful at buying their own oil off of the world market and kind of knocking the world market off of its stump, it means trouble for the dollar.
Yep, and they can, and we with this administration keep pushing. This is one of those deep, dark, this is the inside of the inside that most people aren't thinking about or they're not reacting to because we're not very sophisticated. We don't do a good job teaching people in our public schools about the economy and how it works. Our economy...
Well, nobody wants to know. They don't want you to know how the economy works right now.
Well, the economy works as you just explained it.
Right.
The dollar buys most of the important... The dollar is the mitigator or the regulator or the
it's the world
currency.
For oil.
And the reason is because our economy has been so strong that we could basically say, okay, boys and girls, this is how you play the game. You want to do business with us, then you have to pay for things in the dollar. You have to trade in the dollar. You have to use. And we've been bullies about this. And now, because the Germans are really
it's not so much bullies. It's why would we trade in a currency that's not stable?
Well,
I mean, do you really want the world currency to be the euro?
I don't know. That's not. But there's something else behind this beside just whether it's a stable currency or not. I mean, you look at where $17 trillion in debt. How stable can we be under the circumstances?
More stable than Russia.
Yeah. Well, Russian economy is completely
stable than China.
Oil and gas. I don't know about that. I'm not so sure about that anymore, Richie. I don't think that that's the case, frankly. I don't think that the Chinese currency isn't as stable as ours. They have what we have.
Those crackpots have been manipulating the world
strength.
Dollar for years and years.
The reason that I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. Our economy has roots, deep roots. The Chinese economy and these other Johnny-come-latelys, they don't have roots. They have a lot of money. They have lots of cash. But they don't have roots. So as soon as there's a jumble and a bumble and a fumble, then things get tanked. Now, having said that, when you look at there is an international political reality that has nothing to do with money. Although the world, the world revolves on love. Or love makes the world go round. No, money makes the world go round. But there are also things
that are going on. The Germans are furious, beyond furious now.
Yeah.
Not only because we tapped Mrs. Merkel's phone, now there's other stuff coming out. And so they sent home the top American diplomat last week. And they're now outwardly, they're working to go away from American goods, services, because we keep this NSA crap in their faces.
You know, I was thinking about this last week. Any leader of a country who has a cell phone, you deserve to get hacked. Obama doesn't get a cell phone. They will not get
him. He has one
so he can
BlackBerry,
so he can play games or something while sitting on the couch. But he doesn't get to use his phone to talk on it.
I don't know anything about that, whether they do.
You look at his desk. He's still got a black phone with a cord.
Yeah, but when he's out in his car, you're telling me he's not on a cell phone. He's on a
sat phone.
Yeah, he's got some kind of phone.
He's not walking around with an iPhone. You know.
What about the selfie that he took when he was at the G8
right,
a few months ago?
That
was his selfie.
It's approved and sent out by somebody else. He's not sending that with his phone.
Mm.
He's giving it to a Secret Service guy. Air Postes.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, there's still, and I'm one of these people say, you're always taking America down. It's my country, right or wrong. No, it doesn't work that way anymore. It's time we played fair. Is that naive of me to suggest or think of that? Maybe. But under the circumstances, it just seems to me that we ought to be a little bit more considerate of what's going on in the rest of the world. That way, anyway. So, Pierre decided he wanted.
Pierre's drunk. He couldn't make an appearance. He's a little hungover.
Really? What was he doing this weekend?
Hello.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, one of the four major contributors from the medical world who are part of this program, has something for you to consider between the lines of medical information coming up next here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is finally here, and it's time for the All-American Cookout. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 45% of Americans say hamburgers are the entree on the menu most. So don't forget the beef. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Hamburgers are an American staple at summer cookouts. But let's try to turn it up a bit this year. Instead of just using ground sirloin, combine equal parts of sirloin, brisket, and short ribs. Then top off your burger with a homemade slaw with a little bit of spicy kick. You and your guests will be amazed at the difference. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston beer.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond Nomez Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Will B posts, why me and why today, stupid car? Will, sometimes I also wonder why. Why is the Honda Summer Clearance event here? Why are there great deals on KBB.com's most trusted brand? Why is the Honda Accord loaded with the rearview camera, Bluetooth, and Pandora standard? Why, Will? Why? Come on in and find out.
Hurry into the Honda Summer Clearance event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff visits with us every week here on the Good Day program. He is a chiropractor specializing in problems with the back. You have all, many of me, good Doug. I'm one of the many of us who has suffered and decompressing what it is that's bothering you, getting the pressure off of the problems in your back, of what Bruce's practice is all about. Check out his website, 818, the number 818, New Back, 818newback.com. All right, so Bruce studies what's going on in the medical world and has insight into things that you may not have thought about. He's reading between the lines. So where are we going today?
Well, good morning, Doug. You know, we have more fallout from this Dr. Oz thing going on.
Dr. Oz selling a soul.
Yeah, there is a not only is the U.S. Senate going after him, but a well-meaning third-year medical student is too. And he brought a medical policy that he'd written to the Medical Society of New York, which basically requires medical doctors to only give advice in the media, which already has, quote, established guidelines for truthfulness. Now, that's code for everyone marches in lockstep.
And, with the AMA.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that is dangerous because of the credibility of the AMA in the medical profession. You got to remember, fact, the AMA has been convicted in federal court of conspiring to restrain trade to other professions for nothing more than financial gain. The other thing is that the medical profession is the third leading cause of death in the United States. They're dangerous people. That's a fact. That was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Cancer and heart disease kill more people than medical doctors, but nothing else does. Not strokes, car accidents, guns. And, you know, like, why are these people becoming the arbiters of what is good and holy in health care when they are so dangerous? I believe that people would be better served to talk to a chiropractor first than an MD, except in, of course, emergency situations where, you know, someone's bleeding, they've had a horrible trauma, things like that. But for regular health care, you know, chiropractors on the list of causes of death in the United States, they don't even show up on the radar. Okay, I mean, we're probably listed 740th after extraterrestrial abductions as a cause of death. And so it makes sense to me that you go safer places first, and chiropractors have as much education in human physiology and understanding about health than the medical profession.
Well, but what you're pointing out here is, I'm going to turn this around a little bit. The AMA has had successfully until 9 years ago created this aura around chiropractors as quacks. They have the quack list that has many notable practitioners. Julian Whitaker is chief among them. He's a guy that I have had on this program any number of times, and I've actually seen him because I believe that the medicine he's practicing is the kind of medicine that best works for me. Having said that,
and he's the kind, by the way, he's the kind that they would want to shut down.
Oh, absolutely. They've probably shut him down for years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's a good man.
Yeah. But there are moments. I was talking earlier about my own brush with this, where I had this bacterial infection that came about as a result of me being so sick last spring. I told you about last winter. I told you about that. And I got on a protocol, and as soon as I started feeling better, I stopped it. And what I shouldn't have done is stop taking the antibacterial because I needed it to get rid of all of the things that were in my system. I didn't, so it's come back to haunt me. So there are good times to believe in and follow the prescribed medicine, traditional medicine, but you're right. The opportunity for you to choose is what's important. Check out Bruce's web, 818newback.com. Bruce Shanahoff here on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You know, all I did was kiss a girl.
That's why they got you in jail?
Yeah, I kissed a girl, and this guy didn't like it, and so then we had some words, so I decided to get out of there. So I did. I got out of there. You know me, I don't want no trouble.
Before you know it, Peyton is off his horse. And he's holding his dog. He felt all strange. I said we should walk without him. I thought he was kidding at first, but he wasn't.
Well, we did like he asked, and we left him.
And we went to jail for a dog. You want to hear the funny part? Peyton didn't even like that damn dog.
It evened out in the end. They locked me up. The dog sprung me.
So, this is one of the weirdest movies in many ways. The theme was one of the ways how this attaches itself to the story of Silverado, which is a movie, actually was number one movie during this week in 1985. I'm having a hard time. This is a 30-year-old movie.
Well, let's go. He ain't hitting nothing. He's hitting everything he's aimed at.
They won't be out of our jurisdiction until they pass Blacktop.
Today, my jurisdiction ends here.
That's the voice of John Cleese. It was a really, I described it once, I think, as a hodgepodge of actors, because where but in this movie have you seen the likes of John Cleese, Kevin Kline as a Western hero, Brian Dennehy as a bad guy? Yeah, maybe you can make a case for that, pretty much. But the short actress who's now in NCIS, Los Angeles, Linda Hunt, was in that movie, if I remember correctly. Who else? Chuck Curry, our movie man. Who else was in that movie?
What wasn't Danny Glover in that movie?
Danny Glover was in it. Yeah, he played a bad guy.
No, he was a good guy.
Oh, he was a good guy? Mm-hmm. He was. This is one of his first movies, as I remember, too.
Kevin Costner.
Costner was in
his first movies, too.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, a lot of people made it, but There was a cartoon characteristic to it, but the violence was pretty obscene, and yet it was a compelling, interesting, crazy story.
A lot of people like that, though.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who would tell you they thought it was one of their favorite westerns. I just it didn't make sense to me that Kevin Klein was a good guy in a western. That just didn't compute for me. And John Cleese was in it. What the heck is he doing in it? All right, so anyway, we're remembering that movie. Chucker, you had a revival at your theater this weekend. What happened?
It was a lot of fun. We showed Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan from 1982, which is regarded by many as the best Star Trek film in that series is canon. I had a lot of fun watching. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's probably the best story of all the Star Trek movies, best directed Star Trek film. And it looked amazing in high definition. And, you know, a lot of people, the older school, what they call cinephiles, who yearn for the day of 35 millimeter. It's like wanting records over CDs. I got to say, DCP high definition is amazing, and the way they remaster some of these older films in that format is simply incredible, and it looked absolutely stunning from the first frame to the last.
All right, let's talk about the Richie, do we need time here, or are we okay?
No, go ahead.
All right, so you had the list of winners this weekend included one that you went to see. I'm curious as to where we are with box office totals for the weekend and the Planet of the Apes movie that you were so excited about.
Well, it was basically like every week, one film dominates the box office. This week, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which opened nationwide at almost 4,000 screens. It did a very healthy $73 million at the box office. I think the film's going to have legs. I was pretty impressed. I thought it was an awesome film, the best tentpole blockbuster I've seen this summer. It was like watching a 70s film with the use of modern technology, all the effects, which are amazing. And even in 3 years, the way CGI has come from Rise of the Planet Apes to this film is very impressive. I thought the effects enhanced the story. It didn't need them to make the story, and that's why it is so good. It was directed by a guy named Matt Reeves, who did Cloverfield and the vampire movie Let Me In. This guy's a major talent. They studied the original series and really paid homage to every theme in that one. And it's basically a remake of the last Apes film, Battle of the Planet Apes, which is the weakest of the original five, and made it into a great movie. So if you like apes, I say go see this film. You'll like it. It's very, very good. Number two, Transformers 4, placed second, 16.5. $209 million dug in 3 weeks. Tammy with Melissa McCarthy, 12.9. $57 million in 3 weeks of release. 22 Jump Street, placed fourth. And How to Train Your Dragon ran up the top five. I also went to see Begin Again with Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. I know you saw that movie last week. I liked it. And I would say this. There's not many actresses that light up the screen like Keira Knightley.
All of a sudden, I've paid attention to Ruffalo. I saw him in a movie that was out last year. It was in New Orleans. It was kind of an interesting story about magic. I saw that when I wasn't feeling well Friday night. It was a pretty interesting movie, and I sort of appreciated him a little bit more. Chuck Curry, charge of movie news here on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.